Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Today, we're going to look at the middle part of Psalm 31, verses 6 through 18. It's written by David, and he says, "I hate those who cling to worthless idols. As for me, I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul. You have not given me into the hands of the enemy, but have set my feet in a spacious place. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and body with grief. My life is consumed by anguish and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction and my bones grow weak. Because of all my enemies, I am the utter contempt of my neighbors and an object of dread to my closest friends. Those who see me on the street flee from me. I am forgotten as though I were dead. I become like broken pottery, for I hear many whispering terror on every side. They conspire against me and plot to take my life. But I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies, from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. Let me not be put to shame, Lord, for I have cried out to you. But let the wicked be put to shame and be silent in the realm of the dead. Let their lying tongues be silenced, for their pride and contempt, they speak arrogantly against the righteous." And David had a lot to say in that psalm, didn't he? Let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt confined, hemmed in, restricted? Maybe the feeling comes from a broken relationship. Maybe you feel trapped in your marriage. Maybe you're struggling to find meaning in your job. Maybe a health problem has put limits on your life. Maybe grief makes it hard to breathe. I don't know David's specific situation, but something caused him great affliction, which he described as anguish of my soul. He is in distress. Sorrow and crying has made his eyes weak. Grief has exhausted his body and soul. But notice what God did. David said, "You have not given me into the hands of the enemy, but have set my feet in spacious places." God took David away from the danger, the place where he was limited, and put him in a spacious place where he was free to run unfettered. You ready for that? You ready for that spacious place where you can run free? God can do the same thing for you that he did for David. So, Father, I feel imprisoned by my situation. My mind and my body are heavy from the burden that weighs me down. Please put me in a spacious place where I am free to run. In Jesus' name, amen.